Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, America, the rest of the world. We're here with you. Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
Today is March 1st, 2016, folks, which means today we have what they call in the United States Super Tuesday. And that is the day of our elections in the primaries when 12 states all vote on the same day.
Yes, it's a big, big voting day.
Big voting day, so everybody's looking forward to see what's going on. I mean, it's become almost like watching a football game or something. Like
it's
the
crazy.
Super Bowl, right?
You know, I'm enjoying all the comedians' take on it.
Right.
It's so funny. But yeah, it's all joking aside, it's a really important day. So get out there and vote if you're in one of those states.
Exactly. And especially in your state in Texas.
I know.
A lot of delegates coming from there. So it's important for everybody to win there.
It is.
Today, yeah. So, but you'll be voting when it comes to California, right? You're a resident here now.
No.
No?
I'm actually a resident in Texas.
Really? So can you vote there? But you're here. I mean, how can you vote? But don't they have absentee ballots like they do for the general election?
Sure, yeah. So yeah. I send it in and then, you know, I might be there. So I actually vote.
Yeah.
Like for the primaries, I actually voted.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
There you go. You see?
I'm a jet setter. I'm always back and forth. So
yeah.
I know. Yeah. It's like half here, half there, you know, hey.
Yeah, exactly. Good for you. Well, that's good. We'd call you bi-coastal, but you're not exactly on the coast over there.
I know. Right. Not exactly.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, but you live in two places, more or less.
More or less. Yeah. More or less.
Sounds good. But LA has more of you, right? For the most part.
Yeah, for the most part, I would say.
Yeah.
For the most part, I would say. It depends on who wants to hire me.
Yeah, right?
That's who has more of me at the time.
But that's good. That's a good marketing philosophy where you make yourself available in more places, you know?
Right. Yeah. I'm like, I can work local hire almost anywhere.
Exactly. There you go. You see, you're useful and you have a lot of... a lot of opportunities, you know, anywhere you go. So that's a good thing.
Yes. I'm excited because I just booked a role on this show called Twin Something. Let me pull it up. I should know this. My mom was like, that was my favorite show.
Really?
Yeah. What? Twin Peaks, yes!
Oh, really?
Yes!
Twin Peaks is coming back.
Yeah!
You got a role in it?
I did.
Are you serious?
It's just a day thing. It's not like a regular.
Right, but right.
I'm
but
excited.
Maybe they'll like you and bring you back.
Who knows? I know. So I film on Saturday.
But you probably never heard of the show before, right?
I hadn't. And I told my mom. I was like, because, you know, they call you. Like, they'll just call you and be like, oh, right. We'd like to, like, are you free this day or that day or whatever. So I was like, yeah, I'm working this show called Twin Peaks. And my mom was like, oh, my God, I love that show.
Wow, I know.
And It was
the hottest thing when it came out.
I know. It's like I had to look it up. And, you know, it's exciting for me because I love crime stuff.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
true.
I'm just like major crime buff. So.
Right. And it's a weird series. I mean, most of the characters are weird.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's David, what's his last name that directed the original one?
I know nothing about it.
Our guest, David, it'll come to me in just a second, but he's like a famous director and everything, and it was his vision, you know, so, yeah. But the story was good. It was about a murder, and like I said, every character was developed and was weird in its own way, whether it was the police detective, whether it was, you know, the FBI guy, whether it was... So... What I mean, you do well for yourself if you even watched one or two episodes just to get familiar with it, you know?
Yeah, I should.
Before you do the part.
I should do that.
When are you scheduled to do that? Today?
I'm shooting Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, they actually just called me this morning and said it had been rescheduled for Saturday, which was good because they had originally had me booked for Monday and I'm working my dubbing job and this, so I would have had to cancel so I could work that. So now I get to do everything, which is exciting.
There you go, you see?
I know. So it was good.
Busy bee.
I know. So it was like, it was good news this morning. I was like, yes.
Yeah, I bet. Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. They have a role in Twin Peaks. What, do you know, did they tell you when it's going to come out?
No. I think on IMDb, it said like 2017 or something. So
yeah, possibly. Because yeah, it was pretty much announced recently that it's coming back, I think.
Yeah, and so I did, you know, I did some research and I was really excited. Yeah. So I can't wait to
David Lynch is his name, right? David Lynch is the name of the original director.
Okay.
See, it always comes back to me, man. The trick is always, have I told you about my trick?
When yeah, you have to wait.
You have to wait. You just have to ask for it three times. And forget about it.
Yeah.
Don't think about it.
I know. It's like when the pressure's on, you get like performance anxiety.
Exactly.
Like,
it's like you
that?
Have to leave it to your subconscious to find it.
Exactly.
And that's what you do. So, yeah. So, well, good for you.
Thanks.
You know, Twin Peaks. You
Thank
see?
Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah. You're on your way to big fame. This is how you start, you know?
Working hard anyways.
Yeah. Work next some of the big guys. So, do you think you're going to be with some of the major characters in the scene?
You know, I don't know.
Oh,
we'll
you
have
don't
to
know
see.
Yet.
I don't really know anything about it. I haven't gotten...
no script or anything
No.
Yet?
Okay, I mean, you I know, see. They usually don't send the call sheet out even until like a day before.
Really?
So,
huh?
Yeah. So, you know, I really don't know anything about
right.
it.
Right. You just go and do it. Wow.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Pretty courageous.
Or crazy. One of the two. Maybe both.
Yeah. I'll bet you you'll meet him there. You'll see. And you'll know it's a big deal. You may not know him, but David Lynch is a big deal.
Oh,
or he
really?
Used to be, yeah.
Yeah, I was excited because the like casting artsy. Director was like, yeah, the director handpicked your picture and really liked it. And I was like, oh, yay.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
Well, good for you.
It'll
okay,
be fun.
So that's definitely something to put on your resume. You
yeah,
know?
I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, awesome.
Good experience, anyways.
Yeah. In a couple of minutes, we're going to be joined by our guest who's sitting here patiently. I'm totally in awe by this guest. She's so beautiful. Wouldn't you say, Kelsey?
Oh, she's stunning.
She's
I know.
Absolutely
When I walked
stunning.
In the radio station, I was like, oh, my God.
Right? It's
is
like
that?
You walk into a room and everything ceases to exist. You
I
just
know.
Go,
yeah.
Wow, you know.
Yeah, she's
yeah.
beautiful.
So, yeah. We'll put you out of the mic in just a second. So that's Super Tuesday, folks. Go out and vote. Whoever you like. I don't really care as long as you vote because you have that choice. Most people in the world do not.
Yes.
You know
you
what
know,
I'm
it's,
saying?
It's interesting that you mentioned that because I kind of even took voting for granted growing up, you know, as a kid and everything. And then one of my best friends in college named Kai, his parents are immigrants from Vietnam. Mm. And he said that, you know, they vote in everything.
Right.
Like every little election.
Really?
And I thought, oh, my gosh, how, you know, how refreshing.
Right.
Because if you think about it, you know, they didn't have that right for so long.
Yeah.
And now that they do, they're just so happy. And I thought, oh, gosh, we do take it for granted.
We really do. You know, I mean, because voting, I think, is the ultimate symbol of democracy and freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas you get a vote, you get a say in something, you know. As opposed to being oppressed and all that. So I'm proud to live here, you know.
Me
and I
too.
Think that's why many people come here, because of the liberty and freedom that we have here.
Oh,
you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
We'll find out from our guest who's coming from another place, actually. And she's going to tell us how she views this, you know. Just a couple things. They found a gray hair gene. So apparently this is like something that you can discover early, whether you're going to have silver hair like me, for example, just quickly turning white, man.
Hey, but, silver fox.
Silver is cool,
hey,
right?
Hey, some people are so into it.
Yeah, I know.
Including myself. I love a silver fox.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool. So they're showing a picture of George Clooney, for example, you know,
mm-hmm.
He wears it well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they're saying it's involved in a melatonin production and all that stuff. But they're also saying, get this, it's like this is surprising, right? Environmental factors, including stress and smoking, could also have a big effect. It's like...
Oh, so true.
Yeah, it's like smoking goes with everything that's bad for you. And, and I still freaking do it, you know? It's like, what the hell,
know,
man?
I know.
But no, I'll have to get out of it. I'm thinking maybe this year or something I'll do
yeah,
something.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. But, and I don't know if it's kind of a mental thing or if
right.
there's any, you know, any substance to it. But I actually have noticed that I kind of feel better when I'm in Texas, like physically.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if it's like the air here.
Yeah.
Or, and it's not like this drastic thing. It's
right.
not like I'm like bedridden in L.A. or anything.
Right,
but
right.
I just feel a little fresher,
yeah.
a little bit more energetic.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, wow. And, you know, I've heard that living in L.A., or I've read, actually, that living in L.A. is like smoking 10 cigarettes a day.
Wow.
Like, obviously without smoking.
Wow, you mean all the pollution.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm got like, oh, gosh, I don't know if that has anything to do with it. And, you know, I never had headaches before, like ever. And occasionally I'll get a little headache. It's nothing bad. It's not like a migraine or anything. But I don't know. Like,
without any explanation.
Right. And I'm kind of inclined to believe that it has something to do with the air quality.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
It's aging me prematurely.
Yeah. Okay, so you're saying I shouldn't be concerned too much with my gray hair, right?
I mean, I don't. Okay. Oh no,
some people
not
like
at all.
It, right? Okay.
Oh
cool.
Yeah, you are who you are. Own it.
Exactly. You know, and sometimes. So I tried dyeing my hair last year for a couple of months, and professionally, you know,
sure.
Because I tried it once myself. I thought, what the hell is this? You know.
Yeah.
I don't want to take chances on my hair, so I went to a salon and they dyed my hair. I thought it looked good. A lot of people did too. But when I look back now, I'm saying, you know what? Yeah, it's not me anymore, you know. But, yeah, that's my whole issue with getting older, too, with aging is besides the point. It sort of, like, reinforces the insecurities when your hair is gray, you know. Because by all admission, when you're gray, you're older, you know. So, but and I don't want to feel that way. I really
don't. Well, you know, it's really funny because one of my sorority sisters in college dyed her hair gray. And we thought she was insane.
Yeah.
But when we saw it, she looked absolutely stunning.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It was beautiful.
That's amazing.
I know. So I just think, especially blondes, maybe. I mean, I don't know. She just looks striking.
Wow. Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, great. So this gives me some new hope.
Yeah. I wouldn't worry about
it.
There
you go. Okay. Thank you. All right. Well, we're going to get to our guest. I wanted to bring up just quickly. Do you remember Erin Andrews, who's a sports reporter?
Sure.
And she was spied on, like peeped on.
Yeah.
When she was at a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
By a stalker.
Yeah.
So she's suing the guy now in a civil suit.
Good.
For $75 million.
Oh.
But she's just describing how she felt embarrassed, humiliated and mortified, as you can imagine. From the video, because it was released on the internet.
That seems a little excessive. Like, how's she going to get $75 million out of this guy?
$75 million. Exactly. Who's she going to get it from? I don't know. Maybe from the hotel? I don't know.
Right? It's like, how would you?
Yeah. I don't know who she's suing, but I would sue the hotel, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Who knows?
Hey, someone can peep on me for $75 million. Any takers? Any takers?
Wow.
Please put a video camera when I'm at a hotel so I can sue them for $75
million. Yeah. Okay, so you see, we're right. She sued the hotel.
I don't know.
You
guess.
See, there you go. You know, I mean, who else would you sue? You go for the deep pockets, right?
I know.
But Kelsey, that's a revelation. So that's Kelsey's prize, Playboy. Although they're not showing pictures anymore. Of nude women, but okay. But I don't know. Look, Kelsey, she claims it ruined her life. What can I say, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, listen, let's bring in our guest because I wanted to join in the fun and everything. Plus, we'll find out everything about her. And the beautiful guest we have here, her name is Ellie Torres. Ellie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
You see, and even if you don't see, her, you go, wow, she sounds really sexy. Right?
Right? Very charming.
So you've got the whole package, right?
Too kind. You're too kind.
Thank you. But I mean, so do you ever consider yourself like, I'm really blessed and lucky because I'm beautiful, I'm talented, and you know, people just told you, you're bringing good vibes. I'm sure we're not the only ones who feel that.
Oh, that's very kind. I mean, I definitely don't wake up like this.
No.
It's all smoke and mirrors.
Well, none of us do, you know, but it doesn't matter. You have to know how to carry yourself.
Exactly.
You'd be amazed how many people do not know how.
Oh, thank you very much. I mean, makeup helps.
It does. Yes, it does.
Ellie, I want you to talk just a little bit closer to the mic if you can.
Of course.
There you go. And we'll hear you a lot closer. Anyway.
Okay, thank you.
You see, it sounds a lot warmer now.
Absolutely.
You can hear yourself in the headphones. Okay. So for those of you joining us, you can follow us during the interview and see some of Ellie's accomplishments here on her website. It's Ellie, E-L-L-I-E, and her last name is Torrez.com. So this sounds like a Latin name. Is it what kind of name is your last name? Because we have a lot of tours here, but I've seen many spelled with an S in the
right. That's what I assumed. Actually,
right?
That's correct.
So tell
actually,
us.
It was my dad's stage name.
Oh, oh, really?
Yeah, I took his stage name. My family are actually Greek Cypriot.
Greek? Oh, from Cyprus?
Yes, they are.
Wow. Oh. Did you know my dad is from Greece?
No way.
Yeah, you see?
Ah, that's we're where all she connected. Gets her beauty. You actually look Greek.
Really, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah, although you only lived there for a year. But, okay, let's say that a couple generations, you know, and stuff.
Exactly.
But, yeah, people tell me I look Mediterranean. And sometimes I wonder.
Yeah,
I don't
know. You do, definitely.
Yeah, I don't know that I want to, though. You know,
why?
Because cause for the same
diversity
reason.
Diversity issues.
Yeah, for the same reason. Remember we had a guest with an accent and we said we wanted to blend in. The German Simone, right?
Yeah.
And you come here and you guys don't have that problem being from the UK because you speak great English anyway. I mean, English is your first language. But when someone comes here from another place, they really want to feel blending in, you know. Mm. Although, obviously, you can't blend in either because you sound different too.
Yes, which, right? You know, can help and go against
exactly.
You.
Right.
In the States, it helps you a lot because we really... aren't we like in awe of British English? You know
I think
what I'm saying?
So.
You all sound like so intelligent to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, you automatically think we're like right? Mensa students.
Because you know,
I know
what? It's like in all the epic movies, they always have a British accent. And I think
the
that's
villains.
Where we get it.
Yeah, right, right.
The villains, you know. But that's true, like Darth Vader and all them. But many times, even the good guys too, you know. So it's just... Or like when you have, like in Gladiator, when the Romans speak or something, that's like, or when the Russians speak in a movie, uh-huh. It's British English, you know,
absolutely.
To distinguish it from the Americans, you
right,
know.
Right, right.
So that's really cool. But, so you're from the UK, right?
I am. I'm from London.
So is that where you were born and raised?
I was born and bred in London. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I go back and forth a lot. I did part of my degree in the States as well, so.
Oh, really?
I spent a lot of time here.
Oh, wow.
Where did you go to school?
I'm Towson University on the East Coast.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Great.
Sounds good. Is that like a film school or something? Or?
It's not, but they have a very good film department.
Department,
film
and that's what
actually.
You took?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, obviously, Ellie is an actress, and you probably model too, right? I'm
that's
seeing
correct.
Some modeling pictures here. So you took your dad's last name. What was he doing? Why did he have a stage name?
He was an actor in London as well in the 60s.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah,
so you
was.
Come from a theater background.
I do. It's in the genes.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Are we talking Levi's or Lee's? Or what kind of jeans
yeah,
are we talking about?
I think Levi's. Yeah,
yeah,
let's go with Levi's.
Last night I went and I had to get a couple of pairs of jeans. And I just absolutely had to, right? So I go in there like 15 minutes before they close. And I see all these great jeans. And I just grabbed a few of them. And I figured I'll try them at home and see what's going on, you know. But there was a lot of great jeans there, you know. So my mind is on jeans, that's why.
Sure.
But anyway, we digress here.
We digress.
But that's the whole point, you know. It's like you don't want to be too straightforward and stuff, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
So earlytorres.com for those folks who want to join us. Now, the name does sound Hispanic. Did he pick it up because... Did he have a reason to? I mean, what was his reason? Did you know?
Well, my original name is Theodoru.
Theodoru?
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
So
okay.
It was difficult to pronounce.
Okay,
he
so
was
they made it into
to,
Torres. Okay.
Yeah, he was advised to change it for... And he, you know, he looks Spanish. He looks more Spanish than Greek, really.
Really? Oh. Wow. I mean, I guess we all look the same to white
yeah,
people,
we're
right?
Yeah, olive skin. Exactly.
Hashtag
diversity.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, there you go. Ellie, thank you so much for joining us. You're a lot of fun, you know,
oh,
and I know we're going to find
me.
Out a lot about you. So you visiting here, how long ago did you land here this
I landed
time?
On Friday.
So oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've been here for the amazing Oscar weekend, which has been incredible.
Is that why you came?
It is.
What? Right,
for networking or for an actual event? Or
we
were you
had
in a
some
film?
We had some meetings and the Oscar parties as well, some red carpet events.
So, oh, fun.
Yeah, it's been
wow.
incredible.
You see, I live here. I don't get to go to any of these things. She comes from across the ocean.
I know, right?
And she gets to go to all these parties.
I know.
I'm told. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was surprised at how many people in LA weren't going or weren't attending something.
I know. I was telling her earlier. I mean, I worked a red carpet event, and then I thought about going to the after parties, and I was like, nah.
Yeah. And I was like, hook me up. Sign me up.
There you go. You know, I mean, but that's how it works in LA. Not everybody can go to the parties, you know?
Yeah, so, you have to embrace it if you get those opportunities, definitely.
Exactly, you know, so good for you for coming. And I'm sure you can't argue with the weather, right?
Oh, my God, it's been incredible.
It's right?
And literally.
Yeah, you got lucky because it's like summer
now.
I love it here.
I can't wait to move.
Yeah.
Are you moving?
I am. I'm in the process of moving.
Yay!
Wow, good for you. See, she figured it out also.
This is where it's at.
Yeah, I mean, you speak about Texas and Texas, not, you know, you feel better when you're in Texas. I feel better when I'm here.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not made for cold weather.
No, huh?
No, London's too cold.
Well, I'm not made for cold weather either.
Right. But you were not.
I love London.
You were not raised in cold weather, were you?
No.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I was talking to someone about it yesterday, and I said, you know, we have this weather, we take it for granted, but people that live in cold weather, I said, one thing I found out from talking to a lot of people is that even people that grew up in that kind of weather, they never get used to it. And I'm thinking, that's like bizarre to me because, you know, you grew up in a certain climate, that's all you know. How can you not become comfortable in it? But yeah. I guess not, huh?
No, I think it's my Greek genes.
Yeah.
Cyprus is always sunny.
Yeah, it is.
But it's also, it really affects your mood.
Yeah.
I mean, you see in London, when the sun is shining, people are different. People interact differently. They've got a smile on their face. You know, you can't turn up happy to work when you've had to, like, battle the rain, right? The wind.
Yeah, that's terrible.
You just end up with bad hair.
I would not be into it.
It's a bit grouchy.
Yeah, that's true. I haven't thought about that. So it makes you in a better mood when you don't have to deal with that. You can just throw on your makeup, your clothes, in 20 minutes, you're out the door, right?
Exactly.
And you get there, yeah. Even with our traffic, we still manage to get there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, we have public transport's very big in London, but the traffic in London's terrible, too.
It is terrible, too.
Oh, my gosh, I hate the subway, though. The tube was actually better than the subway in Paris.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, the subway was pretty good.
The tube is fine, but I found the Paris subway to be, like, revolting.
In Paris, it's the metro, right?
Oh my, that's what or the metro, it. I guess?
The metro in France, yeah. The subway's in New York.
I mean, we, you know, every time we would get out to go somewhere, I'm like, is there anywhere around here? Because I'd, like, sooner cut my right arm off.
Is that gross?
Now we have Uber. It saved us all.
Oh, nice. I know. Yeah, it wasn't my thing. I like the idea of being able to get in my car and go where I want. Yeah. And
that's the kind of culture we come from, you know. But when you grow up in London, I know, it's like mostly you don't have a car because it's crazy too, right?
Oh, it's if you live in central London, there's no point having a car.
Right? Yeah. I mean, it doesn't move. I mean, it doesn't go anywhere.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. You can't park outside your house sometimes.
Yeah, right?
It's nuts.
Wow. So, very cool. So, let's talk a little bit about your career and everything. I was curious, at what generation did your family move to the UK? Was that your parents, your grandparents?
It was my grandparents.
Your grandparents that moved there?
Yeah, my granddad came over on a boat, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Back in the...
What year was it?
I'm not sure, actually. We did have this conversation quite recently.
Like the 30s or something, maybe? Before the war, after the war?
I think it was a little later than that.
Really?
After the war, do you think? The 40s.
The 40s, okay. After World War II.
Yes.
Yeah,
He came over on his own originally and then flew his wife came over a bit later on the boat.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Do you have any siblings? Any brothers or sisters?
I come from a big family, actually.
Really?
Oh. Yes. I've got two older brothers and a younger sister.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and they're back where, in England?
Yeah, they live in London. All of us live in London.
Oh,
that's
great.
Yeah.
Do you think any of them will follow you here?
Do you know what? I think they'd love to. I mean, your immigration do not make it easy for us.
No, huh?
Oh, my gosh. That's what I hear.
Yeah, it's a tough process, but... I think they'll definitely come and visit and spend some time here when I'm here.
Yeah, I'm sure. Wow. What part of LA would you live in?
I'd really like to live in West Hollywood, actually.
I knew you'd say that. That's where she's staying. So, but the question is, but the point is about it is that, let me ask you this. What's attractive to you about West Hollywood? What do you like about it?
I just like the buzz. You're close to everything.
Right.
Even for castings and things, it's very accessible. I mean, right. Ideally, actually, I wanted to move to Santa Monica when I first decided to move here. But then I tried it out, and getting to castings and things, the traffic was a nightmare.
Oh, in Santa Monica?
Yeah.
I know.
Even though it's not too far when there's no traffic, it takes like half an hour. But
that's
when
true.
There's traffic, you can be like an hour and a half.
Exactly. Longer. And you're smart for thinking about that, you know, and taking it into consideration. Because many people will drive an hour to work, you know, hour and a half to work each way. And you go, how can people do this?
It's bizarre.
I mean, I do that every day if I'm traveling to work in London. It'd be
Where do you work in London?
Well, I'm always in different places.
Because you're an actress.
Exactly. Yeah, so you're never in the same place twice, really.
Right.
Yeah. So. Wow. You see, it's funny how people live so differently.
I know. It is. It's a different
parts of the world and everything. I know. But I got to tell you that every big city has a lot of traffic. Every big city that I've been to, Tel Aviv, Johannesburg, you know, obviously New York, London too. You know, I didn't drive in London, but I could see the traffic. I mean, when I took that tour bus that goes around London and stuff. You know, you can hop on and off wherever you want to.
Sure.
With one ticket.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
Yeah.
But I get that too. It's the Oyster, right?
Oh, no, that's something different. That's for the tube.
Oh, yeah, I've had that one.
But I know the buses you speak of. You can just hop on and off. But it's normally quicker to walk because you're on this bus going nowhere.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
That's true. Wow.
But New York is crazy. I've driven in New York. Before the light goes green, someone's already bibbing you to move.
That's true.
Oh,
yeah.
It's crazy.
In many places like that in the world. You see, you got to remember that the British are pretty pretty polite for the most part. Mm-hmm. Maybe not as much as they used to be by their own admission. I don't know.
Sure.
But because the world has changed, you know. But
absolutely.
It's all relative. And I think still the British are considered more polite, more proper than the rest of the world, you know, or the West, let's say.
Yeah.
And stiff upper lip.
Right, exactly, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why it's so then when you go to other places and you see people driving like that, I mean, people beep all the time. You
know? It's so funny you mentioned that because when I'm in Texas, I'll be sitting in a light. And last time I was there, I was ready to lay on the horn. And then I thought, oh, God, people don't do that here. And I was like, everybody would stop and look at me and be like, what the hell?
What's your problem?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And here it's just commonplace. Like, it's not even malicious, really. It's like, okay, go. But there, oh my gosh. And so I caught myself, thank goodness, but it's different.
Yeah.
That's funny. Although I do find that the customer service is generally better here.
Really?
Yeah. It is. Oh, it is. Wow. Yeah, because it's a
tipping culture.
Tipping culture.
Absolutely.
Right.
And in London, in Europe, we don't really do that.
No, not in the same way at all. And you tip if you've had good service.
You don't tip
standard.
I know. Here, it's part of their salary. I mean, when they get hired,
if they don't get tipped, they don't make anything. So it's like you have to tip.
Right, exactly.
But it is a nice experience for us when, you know, people just treat you so
well.
Yeah, yeah, but it sucks.
And it seems genuine.
It sucks to have to tip, though. You know, I mean, you want to be able to, because people expect you to, you know. And for the most part, look, they deserve it. But to make it part of their salary, why should I sit in the restaurant and have to worry about the waiter's salary? You know, that's not what I want to think about when I'm at a restaurant.
Yes.
But at the same token, I subscribe to it because that's what people do.
Yeah, you know, I've waitressed before, so I just feel for them, you know. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like, please, you know, I mean, and because it's accepted. But look, there's a lot of professions that also provide service, and they don't get tipped.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's sort of like an unfair treatment, I guess, but in a good way for waitresses and waiters and busboys and you know, the service people. But I don't know. I don't know.
They're
how
all
it
actors
works.
Anyway, so I'm just helping.
Right, exactly.
Right,
exactly. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Yes, we have.
So let's move on to other things. I feel like Ellie, with you, we don't have enough time to talk this so much.
Oh,
I want to ask you now. Your publicist is JJ, right?
That's correct.
JJ, is it Epega?
Epega.
Epega.
Yes.
And I know JJ's going to listen.
She's listening now. She just flew back to London.
Really?
She just arrived.
Wow.
Was she here?
She was here on the weekend.
And she didn't even stop to meet. I can't believe it.
She's been non-stop. Absolutely non-stop.
Really?
This woman doesn't stop.
Really?
She's got meeting after meeting back to back. She's in demand.
She's amazing.
Oh, wow.
She used to have a show with us a long time ago.
No way.
Yeah, from England.
She's great.
And then she had, I think it was her brother or something.
Yes,
right?
Baba.
Yes, Baba. And another person was in Switzerland, I think he was. What's his name? God, it's on the tip of my tongue. Travis, maybe? Do you know Travis?
I don't think I've met him.
Yeah, but you see, it was a few years ago.
Yes.
But nevertheless, it was a cool show. I enjoyed doing it. Like, I think it was Saturday or Sunday mornings. I'd get up early.
Oh.
And they do their show remotely and stuff.
That's so cool.
So that's how JJ and I know about each other. And she always sends great people, you know.
That's awesome. Good to know. Yeah, she's great. She's been great with me. Good for you.
So... Now, when you're an actress, do you hire the publicist directly, or do you have an agent or a manager that do that for you?
I was actually recommended through a friend.
Really?
Yes,
my friend approached you?
He recommended her to me.
Because you said you were recommended. I thought you were recommended to her.
Yes.
Oh, you were?
Through him, yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, he works at Rocket Films, for Elton John's company, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, good friend of mine.
I've had a couple of brain farts this morning. But at any rate, wow, you know, so that's pretty cool, you know. So you guys met and you decided she's going to represent you as far as media and things like that?
Exactly. Yeah, we're just on the same page with things. You know, when you meet someone and you just click,
right.
You're like, actually, we've got the same vision for the future.
Very nice.
And it's not every day that you do meet people like that, actually. So I'm quite fortunate.
That's true. People that are really devoted to their clients, you know, because that's what it's about. You know, I mean, their service is like about putting you out there, creating your image for you, and making sure that people like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's a brand at the end of the day. It's a business like anything else, but we're just selling ourselves.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
It's always quite an awkward
thing. Sounds so naughty, though, right?
It does.
Hey, I'm selling myself here. Any takers?
Any takers?
Any tips, please?
I know.
Those of you just joining us, we're talking to Ellie Torres, and she's an actress from the UK, and we loved having her here. Let's talk a little about your career. So you grew up in London. What did you do? So you went to high school probably, right? Like all the normal children did.
Well, actually, I went to, I don't know if you've heard of the school called the Brit School.
No, I've never heard of the Brit School.
It's actually where Amy Winehouse went. Adele.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it's got a lot of them.
So it's like a creative kind of place.
It is, yeah. I started there when I was 13 years old, and I left when I was 18. So,
Who decided you were going to go to that school? Did you consciously decide to do it, or your parents?
Well, my mum was training, doing hairdressing, actually, at the school next door when it was being
built.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, and she got some literature on it and then spoke to me about it. And it was a performing arts school, but you still did your GCSEs, like, you don't have GCSEs here, but you did your basic education alongside it.
Oh, okay, sure.
So we just had longer days, but they'd fit in the performing arts classes alongside that.
Yeah.
So it's
very
great.
Cool. So you went there for 5 years, you said?
13
to 18.
Yes.
And
I was the youngest in my year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And so obviously that left a big mark on you. I mean, 5 years in one place, you know. I'd go back now
if I could. It's an amazing
really
school.
you loved it.
It really is incredible.
Wow.
Like, my cousins went there as well afterwards, and it's just every year it gets even better.
Oh, that's great.
So that's actually a big deal to have gone to that school.
Yeah, it is.
Right, and you went there in the beginning, right?
Yeah, when quite early on. It hadn't been open that many years when I started.
Yeah,
so I was very lucky, and it's the only one that you didn't have to pay for. So
nice.
Yeah, it was. You had to audition to get in, but it's not like a lot of the drama schools in England where you have to pay to actually go there.
But it's a pretty big deal if they take you after an audition. I mean, obviously they figure, hey, we're going to invest in her.
I know. And I had no idea I was going to be accepted, actually. I went to this audition and I was like, I wasn't sure it went well.
Yeah.
Especially the interview part of it, I was like, felt a bit tongue-tied.
Oh.
And then, you know, when I got the response, I was just... Flawed.
So the interview was for acting, for singing, what was it
performing
for?
Arts.
Performing arts. So you actually had to act something out?
Yes, like, I had to do an audition, and then you had to do some improvisation with a larger group, and they sort of whistle you down.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's brutal.
Wow!
Sounds like it.
Yeah. So, wow, that's amazing. You know, I mean, I'm thinking of like all the amazing opportunities something like that would open for you.
Yeah, it's so actually the 25th year anniversary this year, so they're doing a lot of things to celebrate that this year.
So yeah,
we'll be going.
So
back.
You're gonna be
have fun.
Going there and stuff, taking part of the celebration.
Exactly. Yeah. We're gonna have a little reunion. Ah. Well, probably quite a big reunion, actually.
Yeah.
Wow, that'll
be
cool.
Great.
Yeah, maybe Adele will come there.
And, oh, that would be incredible.
Amy would not show up though, right?
Oh,
yeah.
We
Amy
actually,
Winehouse.
Yeah, we found out about her death on our last reunion, actually.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, we actually found out before the press did. They came to the school and informed us.
It was at that time, at exact time.
23rd of August.
I wonder if that had anything to do with the reunion.
No, I don't think so.
Because it was an accidental death.
It was.
Right.
Yes. It was. She was actually sober, I believe. Not sober, but she wasn't,
she wasn't taking
drugs at the time.
How did she pass?
I think it was an overdose. Yeah, but well, not of drugs, but it was just the amount of alcohol and things in her system. And
but you don't think
she was such a talent.
Do you think she wanted to die and that's why she did all that?
I don't think she did. I heard she was like on the road, you know, she was really recovering.
Recovering?
Yeah. I mean, she was a tortured soul.
So she just fell off the wagon or something maybe one night.
I think she'd been drinking, but I don't think they found drugs in her system. I'm not 100% sure.
But yeah, I mean, but for addicts and alcoholics, it's like it's just switching one drug to the other.
Yes,
but
it's
still, it does the same process in their head, you know.
It's that self-medicating, I guess.
Yeah, yes. Wow, that's terrible. So you got out of school. What did you do then at 18?
Well, I've been back and forth to the States, actually. Yeah, I've always wanted to move here. So, yeah, I've spent a lot of time here and just been acting in productions in London as well, just working all over, writing my own material as well. I'm writing a book at the moment.
Oh, really? Yay.
What about?
It's actually about life and death, which sounds quite morbid, but it's not. It's actually quite
It's part of life, you know?
Exactly.
Death is part of life.
Exactly. And just, you know, what is our legacy of being here? And it's quite hopefully very inspiring.
Very neat.
Wow. When do you expect it to come out?
I'm hoping it's going to be finished by the summer. So then I'll just get on to publicists and get on to JJ.
There you go, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So you're obviously talented in writing too. Have you wanted to write this book for a long time?
I have. Do you know what? I've constantly been writing for years, but I just haven't put anything out there into the universe. I've written like short films and things like that, which we've shot. And I'm writing a series of short films at the moment, actually, which I'm shooting with a martial artist in London.
Uh-huh.
And he's the man behind the mask for Batman Begins.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's so cool.
So we start shooting our first one at the end of March.
Wow.
Yeah, his name's Emil. He's amazing. Very he's just cool. So talented. Every time I'm with him, I'm like, how does he do that?
Yeah. You're like in awe or something,
right?
I really am.
So I'm learning lots as well. And I'm sort of embracing my inner superhero.
That's so great. So what is your specialty? What do you like to do most? Drama? Comedy?
Do you know what? I would love to do comedy. I don't get cast in much comedy in England.
Really?
But there's a real... I enjoy like the sitcom stuff out here.
Yeah. I think you'd be great at it.
I'd love to do something like that. So all aspects, really. As long as it's a gritty role, you know, that's something that you can sink your teeth into.
Yeah.
All aspects. I'd love to do like martial arts or something really like femme fatale.
That'd be great.
Well, you definitely have some pictures on your website that are amazing. Are you here with Daniel Craig and the guns and everything, 007?
That was actually a Daniel Craig lookalike, I confess.
Oh, it is.
But
huh?
it was.
He looks exactly like him.
Oh, looks my great, God. Doesn't he?
Yeah,
he looks
you got to see it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go to Ellie's website. It's ELLIETORREZ.com, and you can see a lot of her pictures and everything. And after this lovely interview, you can check out her show reel and everything here. I mean, there's a lot of stuff here. You're definitely, I mean, Dustin Hoffman and stuff. So,
he was amazing. He's such a lovely guy.
I'm sure. You know, I mean, you don't get to be that famous if you're an a-hole, you know, for the most part.
Absolutely.
Okay, right?
There are exceptions.
I wasn't going to say. We're not going to name any.
Yeah, like Mel Gibson or something. But you know what? That
I've
we discovered after the fact, you know. But yeah, for the most part, I think a lot of people in entertainment are great people, and it's cool that you were able to meet that. So, so you So you started to, moving to L.A. back and forth, right? And
yes.
Started actually acting after getting out of school.
Absolutely.
And what has been the longest that you lived in L.A.?
I haven't done longer than 6 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a pretty good stint, though.
It is. I mean, you're actually living in a different place. It's not like a tourist.
Well, yeah, not without going home. I'll go home in between and then come back again.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Cool. So at least they give you the visas to go back and forth, huh?
Yes. Well, we can stay on an ESTA for 3 months.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
But with the visa, I'll be able to stay up to 3 years, I think.
Oh, good for you. Yeah.
Nice.
You see, it's not like you're a refugee and they give you like 6 months.
Right. Oh, gosh.
We don't know what this person's going to do here, you know?
I know.
Wow. So let's see. So some of the work you started doing was what? Did you like film right away? Did you go through theater?
Yes, I started off in theater.
Start off in theater.
Yeah, that's generally how we start in the UK anyway. Because
here too, it seems like for the most part, you know. And then because you always hear like celebrities saying, "Oh, I like to go back to theater,"
mm-hmm.
you know, right? And they end up doing that.
Absolutely.
Many of them, yeah.
I mean, theater's tough if you get gig.
Huh?
You know, you're performing so many
shows,
so many shows a week, and it's quite intense. And a lot of the time, they don't pay very well.
No.
Yeah, my cousin Sarah loves musical theater. And I mean, I remember she would do a show, and it was just every night. And, like, so many rehearsals, and it was just crazy.
You have to be so dedicated. I mean, there's so many sort of fringe productions in London, and they're amazing. The talent's so, so good. And they're the actors are making next to nothing on these productions. And, yeah, I think it'd be important for that to change.
Yeah, exactly. In the meantime, you're taking movies, and you're like, "Yeah, I need to be paid for my efforts."
Yeah, right?
What is this? You know,
exactly.
You can't be poor in this world, especially when you work hard. You know, it just doesn't make sense.
Well, it just costs to live, so you need to make a certain amount just to get by.
Exactly, and some people don't realize that, so they don't go to work, and. and they don't get very far, obviously, in life. But I think you have to be to feel fortunate and blessed when you do end up doing something you love to do, right?
Yeah, it's such
an
honor.
Yeah, I mean, when you think about it, it's like, what else would I have rather done in my life, you know? And you think, well, you both seem to be exactly where you want to be in your lives, you know? I'm pretty happy where I am. So we're blessed in a way that many people would give anything to feel that way.
So true,
you know?
I know.
So,
and it's all baby steps. There's always, you know, somewhere else you're trying to get to.
Yeah.
But as long as you can be grateful for where you are in the moment and enjoy the moment, because we're constantly looking ahead, and you actually miss the moment.
Exactly, yeah. Live in the moment. That's what I say, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. Make love, not war. You know?
Yeah,
think
so
of the
true.
Present, you know. Yeah.
Exactly. Mindfulness.
So tell us some of the things that you did, some of the projects and everything. Does anything stand out that you really enjoy doing that succeeded beyond what you expected? Something that stands out. What are some of your major projects?
Your favorite job.
It's really tough.
In so many words, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, go
ahead. I mean, I did really enjoy playing a character called Ruby Wilkes, actually, on a film called Respire.
Uh-huh.
Yes, because she was a femme fatale, had some stunts.
That's fun.
Yeah, that was really good fun.
Yeah, that's what you like to play, right?
Well, it was just a fun role. And I mean, just something you can sink your teeth in. Because,
exactly.
I mean, it's lovely to get cast in the girlfriend and the love interest. But when you get the baddie, that's when
that's
really
what they
play.
Say. Yeah, I know. Cool. So, yeah, because there's a deep character to the bad guys, bad girls, whatever.
Yeah, there's another level, something else going on. So.
Yeah. So
that was
that a full-featured film?
That was a full-featured film,
really?
Yes.
Oh, wow. And you had a big part in it?
Yes, I did.
You were like the main villain?
I was the second female lead.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You see, Kelsey? I mean, some people are just like they know how to be at the right place at the right time, right? I mean, how did you end up getting a part in that film?
It was actually a recommendation. I was asked to audition, and I self-taped for the role.
Wow.
And, yeah,
who recommended whom?
It was a friend of mine from Towson days, actually.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they just had a friend who was directing this film, and they contacted me about it, sent me the scripts, and...
Wow, yeah, so he remembered you, or what?
Yes, he remembered me.
Really?
They were thinking, I guess, of making the character British, which they did, uh-huh. although I cast in American and British.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it went from there.
Oh, wow.
It was very exciting. It was a lot of fun.
Right. So you say it does help to know people, right? You have to be out there.
I think it's a business at the end of the day. And people want to work with people that they get on with. Like, you always see, like, Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler. They look like they work together again and again and again on
That's
things.
That's true.
Johnny Depp and Tim Burton. Like, that when they find something that works.
Right. Then they continue like that.
Yeah.
You're
I think if you get a team together and you just think, oh, what can we make next? What can we make next?
Yeah.
So you get... a buzz off each other, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. That makes a lot of sense.
It does. It does.
When you think about it in many different ways, it makes sense.
Yeah, so me and Kelsey are going to make something after this.
Yeah.
Really?
Like what?
I mean, I'm wondering what you're going to make together.
I'm not sure.
Maybe
I don't
know.
Some comedy.
Yeah. We have fun. Yeah.
Well, whatever you make together, count me in. I'll be the
audience.
Absolutely.
Okay? Absolutely. You can come to the live recording.
Yeah, exactly. For those of you just joining us, the first question is, why are you just joining us? We only have 5 minutes left.
Oh, no.
But we're talking to the amazing Ellie Torres, and she's here from the UK. And actually, she lives here, too. So you're going back when?
I actually fly to the East Coast tomorrow.
Oh, really? Yeah. To the East Coast?
Yes,
like New York, actually?
I'm flying into Washington, Dallas. Yeah.
Yeah, in Washington, D.C.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
My boyfriend lives in Annapolis, actually.
Oh, wow.
Oh, how fun. So you get American boyfriend.
I've got an American boy.
Oh, cute.
Hi, Joe.
I think half of our audience just turned the show off. Who thought you were available. Oh, well. At least we fooled them, don't you?
Right.
we only have a couple of minutes left. What do we want to promote? How do we want people to find out more about you and contact you if needed?
Oh, you can contact me through the website, through my website. It's constantly being updated. It's going to be updated quite considerably soon after the whole Oscars.
You'll have to do that.
Yeah, there's a lot of new stuff that's going to go up after this weekend.
Mm.
I'm in the process of moving to LA, so just watch this space.
Yay.
There you go. Well, you're definitely welcome. You know,
thank you so much.
We only have 4 million people here. You're definitely willing. We're willing to take 4 million more. We've got the space, you know. We've got a lot of desert here.
Oh,
yes,
thank you.
We do.
Well, I'm sure someone will swap with me from London. We can just have an exchange.
Yeah, that's true. So you're going to D.C., and you said you move into the States. Are you moving to L.A. or to D.C.?
I'm moving to L.A.
Okay. So is he going to follow you here?
I think we're going to split our time.
Really?
Yeah.
Long distance relationship, right?
No, we'll make the best of both sides of the coast. Both coasts.
That's true. So
what does he
coastal?
Do?
He builds custom homes.
Oh, okay.
He's not in the industry, which is actually quite nice.
It is nice.
Yeah. How'd you guys meet?
We met through a mutual friend who I worked on a film.
Really? See, there you go. Again, connections, you know?
Yeah.
You got to have connections.
Completely by chance.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah. Don't count on finding her on Tinder or anything like that. Yeah.
That's not my scene at all.
She's got connections.
No.
That's cool. And how long have you been together now?
A year and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good. Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You got
so
America by the testicles. Right or no?
I'm going to quote you on that.
Yeah.
I think so. She's going to do great here.
She knows how to make an entrance, you know? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's
She's
very
like,
kind.
She gets everything. I mean, you get pretty much everything you'd want. You got a career you like. You get to live where you want to live. You know, you've got a family, right? You're
Absolutely.
Still in touch with your family and everything?
Oh, I'm very close to my family.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You can say hi
parents.
To them now if
hi,
you
Mom
want.
Hi, Mom and Dad.
Hi, Mom and Dad.
I'm like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, really close. Super
What's
close
the name
family.
Of your siblings?
Elizabeth's my little sister.
Uh-huh.
And then I have Andrew, who's my older brother, and the eldest brother's Michael.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Yeah. Very uncommon names in England, right?
Right.
I mean, Andrew and Michael, right? I mean, it's
I don't know. Are they common?
Come on, Adam.
They're quite common in Greece.
Yeah, definitely. They're common everywhere. But the boyfriend, is he Greek too?
No, he's Italian-American.
Oh, Italian-American.
Yes.
Wow. Well, you guys will have amazing kids.
Oh, thank you.
Mediterranean, American, whatever.
Yeah, they'll definitely be olive-skinned. Yeah.
Olive-skinned, for sure.
For sure.
Well, listen, I mean, I wish you much success with everything.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to meet you both.
Of course. Now, what's your boyfriend's first name, if you
Joe.
Want to say? Joe.
Yes.
Okay, well, if it doesn't work out with Joe, my dear, LA is here for you, okay? And we'll impress you here any day you come to the station.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome in LA.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
I'll be back.
We'll embrace you. Yes.
In the words of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, and be back here. When are you coming back here after you go there?
Probably late May, June.
Late May, June.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I will keep you posted.
Oh, so that's not too... Okay, and then you'll probably promote your book and everything.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
At the time. Wow. So just come back here and we'll do it all over again.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Yeah,
we'll continue.
Great.
I'm sure there's a lot still that we haven't covered. You know, you just...
Absolutely.
You're like an onion. You have a lot of
layers.
I love layers.
I like that.
Hopefully
I don't
Torres.
Make you cry then.
Yeah. So, everybody, check her out, EllieTorres.com, and you'll find out everything. There's a show reel. You can see really why she's a great guest and a great talent, I'm sure. I haven't watched any of your stuff yet, but you can bet that now I will.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so that'll be amazing. And we thank JJ for making it happen.
And also my friend Yufei, who introduced me, because he's been amazing as well.
Oh,
such a support. Such a support. Yufei Suen.
Introduce you to...
To JJ.
Oh, to JJ.
Yes.
Okay, so definitely thank you over there. Yeah, for sure. And great. So you're welcome back anytime, Ellie.
Oh, thank you so much.
Of
it's
course.
Been a pleasure.
Of course. Much success to you with everything you do. And let us know about that film. Now, the
I
one
will.
With the villain, so that's the one you're working on right now, right? Or is it done already?
The martial arts one?
Yes.
It's a series of short films, so I start shooting the first one at the end of March.
Oh, fun.
So, yeah, I will forward it to you.
Okay, sounds great.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, everybody, for listening. Thank you all for tuning in. We always love to have you here. Kelsey, thank you.
Yeah.
The red suits you very nice.
It does.
You know, pale
Lady
skin or not, it looks great.
Stunning.
Yeah, we're,
stunning.
Yeah, we're still planning on getting those fake tans.
I know.
Right?
You can borrow some of mine.
Do you know how to get a hold of Simone?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay, good. So we'll contact her. And we'll come in here one day very dark, and people are going to go, what the hell happened to you?
What
bucket of pain did you fall in?
Walk around looking like Donald Trump.
Yeah, exactly. All right, everybody. Thank you all for joining in. Kelsey, thanks again.
Yeah.
And we'll see you, everybody, tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Kelsey, only on LA Talk Radio.